This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name. Carol L. Coon, C-A-R-O-L, middle initial L, C-O-O-N. Date of birth 02/19/1936. Date of appointment September 29th, 2022. Requesting physician Walter Cummings, W-A-L-T-E-R-C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S. Dear Dr. Cummings, I have the pleasure of seeing Carol Coon today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 86 year old, right-handed Caucasian woman. 2 years ago, she was walking differently. Her gait was different. Gait was slow, hands were shaking. She fallen 2 times. Her cognitive skills is worse. She talks a lot during sleep. Memory is not good. Forget easily. Due to fall, she hit her head. She shakes a lot. Sometimes food caught in the throat. She take Pepsi and other medication. Her voice is softer. Handwriting is small. Son handles the finances. Lives with the husband. Son also help. She is taking melatonin. No pets. Sometime left the stove on. Hand are numb and tingly. Past medical history, chronic renal failure, myocardial infarction, stroke, hyperlipidemia. Past surgical history, heart surgery, allergy, no known drug allergy. Medication, patient did not bring the list. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He is married, live with the husband, have 3 children. Family history, mother deceased, had colon cancer, father deceased, had Parkinson's disease, and pace have had Parkinson's disease. No sister, 1 brother with heart problem and neuropathy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having confusion, blackout, memory loss, numbness and tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Please rewrite again, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, but edema of the left lower extremity present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drip, there is no rigidity, action, tremor present, motor system examination strength 5 over 5, deep tender reflex 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait, she is walking with the help of cane. Assessment and plan. Now before that, test. Mini mental status examination shows 22 out of 30. Assessment and plan, 86-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman, whose history and examination suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, dementia. Number two, essential tremor. Number three, depression. Next paragraph, primary care doctor already started donepezil 5 milligram PO daily, but she stopped it because of the diarrhea. I advised her to restart this medication. If this not going to help, then I will change the medication. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months.